case number 10,485, Gary, Lynn, Douglas, and Carol Evernham, west of Route 1, corner of Davis Street and Assawoman Street, being lot 17 and 18 within Bayview Park Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Douglas Evernham, 207 South 3rd Street, Denton, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Douglas Evernham. My brother and I inherited a home in Bayview Park, which was owned by my parents. The home was built in the 1950s. When Bayview Park was developed, there were restrictions and covenants placed in the deeds, basically providing that lots of 70 by 70 would have a 12-foot setback, and that's the way the home was constructed, as well as the other homes on the street, I believe, are about a 12-foot setback. Basically, my request is is to maintain that 12-foot setback if we demolish this home and put up a new home.
Mrs. Isaacs, what the, on this survey showing a 23-foot BRL, what is that?
Actually, you have to go to Exhibit 5. Keep going and you'll see.
My brother wants to keep it at 12 foot. I want to kick it back to 23.
Okay.
Gotcha. But the building restriction line is 30.
The house has been constructed in the right.
And then now it's 12 feet. You're familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
I am. This seems to me like more of a special exception than a variance.
No. What you're applying for is a variance, and you need to address those standards.
Well, the house is up. It's been up for 50 years. It has suffered a lot of termite damage, a lot of water damage, and it's not handicap accessible. And my sister-in-law is confined to a wheelchair. To the extent that we leave it there, it's not something we can really use.
Okay.
It was certainly developed consistent with the restrictions and covenants which were put in place for all the houses in the subdivision back in the 50s, the 12-foot setback, and certainly the essential character of the neighborhood would reflect this 12-foot setback. Every house on the street, to my knowledge, is a 12-foot setback. So if it went back 30 foot, it would be the exception to the rule in the neighborhood, rather than making it in conformance with the other homes there. As far as the minimum variance, that's where it is now. We're not asking it to be any closer to the road, just that we maintain what's there. And quite frankly, my hope is to push it back, as I say, to 23 foot to allow for some more parking. We didn't create this situation. Certainly the subdivision has been in existence almost as long as I've been alive. I don't know what else to say.
You're going to be able to, with your new structure, be able to meet the side setback requirements?
Yes.
Sizes, is there an average?
I'm sorry.
They have to get one done.
Okay.
That's our there.
Again, any further questions from the members of the board? Mr. Mills, no further questions?
Mr. Mills, actually, an average cannot be done.
It has.
It cannot
be
done.
An average
because
can't
it's
be
just
done.
Two lots next to each other.
Not enough.
There's not enough.
Lots out there.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out there to do it with.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,485 under advisement.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,485 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case is, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? All right, sir.